بسم الآب والابن والروح القدس الله الواحد امين.
Absolve me, fathers. Congratulations, everyone, on reaching the start of the Holy Pascha. As we follow the Lord's Passion through Passover week or Holy Week, the most holy week of the whole Christian calendar. And you probably know that we recite the hymn, Thok Teti Gom, Thine is the Power, during every evening and morning hour of Holy Week. In fact, we recite the hymn 12 times, and within the hymn, we say it 3 times, so 36 times every hour. This evening, for example, we said, Thine is the Power, 252 times. His Holiness Pope Shenouda III of blessed memory had written a book entitled Thine is the Power and the Glory. This book has been translated into English, and there's also audiobooks. And our very own Reverend Father Shenouda gave a talk 14 years ago in 2010, which is on the website, on an evening like today on the same topic. So tonight we'll start by borrowing from the book by His Holiness and from the sermon by our beloved Abuna Shenouda. Thine is the power. As we enter Holy Week and we see Christ entering triumphantly as we did this morning into Jerusalem, riding on a colt in a great procession of victory, we can say, Thine is the power. And before that, on Saturday, as you heard, the raising of Lazarus from the dead after being in the tomb for 4 days, we can say, Thine is the power. In fact, when the Lord brought back the daughter of Jairus from the point of death, and when he raised the son of the widow, we can say, Thine is the power. When he was transfigured on Mount Tabor, we could say, Thine is the power. In the Bible, there's over 250 miracles recorded. I think they number them around 264. Half of them are recorded in the New Testament, in the Gospels alone. So at each of these miracles, it's natural for us to say to the Lord, when we see him walking on water, his great healings, casting out devils, cleansing the lepers, like we said, raising the dead, calming the storm, Thine is the power. Even when he cleanses the temple or teaches with authority, Thine is the power. But as Christians, we also look to the cross of Christ. And as you know, we say, Thok Teti Gom, or Thine is the power. So not only do we say Thine is the power when we see the glorious miracles, but we say Thine is the power when we see him suffering in his trials and in his endurance as we see this Holy Week. When the hypocritical chief priests question his authority, Thine is the power is what we say. When they plot to kill the Savior, we say to him, Thine is the power. When you see him washing the feet of his disciples in complete humility, Thine is the power. When you see him praying in the garden in anguish, agony, sweating blood, why was he in so much agony? He was looking forward to the cross. Do you think this was because of the physical suffering of the nails and the crown of thorns? I think many think more importantly, it was the treason from his children, from those whom he healed. Instead of reflecting back his love, instead of saying, Thine is the power, they would say, Crucify him. And I think it's also because the Holy One is carrying my sins. That's the agony that caused him to sweat blood. But when he was arrested and mocked and put on trial and spat on and crowned with thorns and flogged, we still say, Thine is the power. When we see the disciples flee and Peter deny, Thine is the power. And when he carried his cross, falling under its weight, when he was nailed, Thine is the power. Until he gives up the Spirit in the hands of the Father and says, It is finished. we still say Thok Tetchi Gom. Now the world will look at us and will look at the cross, and the world will see weakness, not power. We say, thine is the power. They say, what power? We say, thine is the glory. What glory? Where's the blessing? What's the majesty? They don't understand the cross, but we as Christians know that his cross is not like any other cross before it. In fact, the cross of Christ transformed the meaning of cross from shame to glory, from curse to blessing. Not only that, but some 33 years and a third before the cross, the birth of Christ transformed time from before Christ to AD, or Anno Domini, which is Latin for the year of the Lord. Now, there's a fashion these days, they don't like BC because it says before Christ. Some don't believe in Christ, so they call it BCE, before the common era. But we Christians, we say before Christ. So Christ transformed time from before to after, or the year of the Lord. And the death of Christ transformed the cross from being a sign of weakness to a sign of power, victory, salvation. Now the meaning of power has to be in the proper context. Just like many words that are abused today in common language, even words like love and things like that, you have to take it in a Christian meaning. Because to the world, power means what? Power means violence, means to strike someone else, defend myself, take control of others. That's not power, that's weakness. The Lord's power is completely different. The Lord's power is full of love, sacrifice, enduring, and giving without limits. And the Lord, or Saint Paul says, we then who are strong, strong means powerful, we then who are strong ought to bear with the scruples of the weak and not to please ourselves. The Lord wasn't here to please himself. The Lord was powerful in his endurance, showing the power of love. By the way, the Lord could have easily destroyed his enemies in an instant. As he says, do you think that I cannot now pray to my Father, and he will provide me with more than 12 legions of angels? What's a legion? Anyone know? A legion is 6,000. So let's do the math. One legion, 6,000, 12 legions, 72,000 angels. One angel in the Old Testament we hear destroyed 185,000 people. So imagine 72,000 angels. God forbid they could destroy 13.32 billion people. In the world today, there's just over 8 billion. So in an instant, 12 legions, and he said more than 12 legions, would wipe out everyone. But the Lord's here not to destroy. He has the power, he could destroy, but his power is to save. The Lord's power is not destructive power, but the power to save, to forgive, to love. So he wants to save everyone, even those who mocked him, spat on him, crucified him. That is the Lord's power, the power of love and forgiveness and endurance. It's not like the power of the world. Thine is the power to save. Thine is the power to heal. Thine is the power to forgive, to reconcile. Thine is the power to move mountains. Do any of us have mountains in our life that need to be moved? Thine is the power to move the mountains and to give meaning. Does anyone need meaning in their life? I need meaning. Thine is the power to give life and to give a meaningful life, an everlasting life full of power, full of glory, full of blessing, full of majesty. Thok Tetchi Gom, thine is the power, the glory, the blessing, the majesty. And like we said, for the message of the cross to the world is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. So do we agree thine is the power is appropriate to say every hour, every minute of our life, thine is the power to save. But now we have to flip it. Thine is the power to save, Lord, but do we need to be saved? Thine is the power to heal, my Lord. Do I want to be made well? Thine is the power to forgive. Do I feel that I need the forgiveness? And do I forgive my brothers and sisters? If I say yes, I can say to him, thine is the power. Thine is the power to save me. Please save me from danger, whether physical or spiritual. Please save me from the traps of the wicked one, from the deception of the deceiver, from being condemned, from harm, from harming myself. Please save me from myself, for thine is the power to save me from my ego and from my pride. Thine is the power to heal. Please heal my troubled thoughts. Please calm my troubled nerves. Please fill the void and emptiness in my life and in my heart. Please remove the blindness from my eyes, because thine is the power to heal my soul, body, and spirit. Thine is the power to forgive. Please forgive me. Remit and absolve my many iniquities. Please don't remember my former sins. Please forgive and forget my sins. Please make it as if I've never sinned. And that's the beautiful phrase that you all say in Coptic, canon novi non evol. Its literal translation is like, make my sin completely dissolved, as if it never happened. It's not just please forgive my sins, it's make it disappear. Please, Lord, canon novi non evol my sins. Please make it so that I don't sin anymore. Please make me free from the slavery of sin, for thine is the power. Thine is the power to reconcile. To reconcile heaven on earth, yes, but also to reconcile me with my spouse, me with my children, my neighbors, my enemies. Thine is the power. Yet we still have to go back and answer the questions individually. Do you want to be saved? Do you want to be healed? Do you want to be forgiven? Do you want to be reconciled? Because there's no point telling him, thine is the power, when you're blocking his ability to use that power to transform your life. Because he's not going to force himself upon me. He's a very powerful Lord, but very gracious. He stands at the door knocking patiently. Do you want to let him in? Do you have room for him in your manger? He wants you to welcome him in your home, just like he wants to welcome you in his everlasting home. And that's why he did all this, so that you can have the comfort, the blessing, the glory, the majesty. When we say to the Lord, thine is the power, the glory, the blessing, the majesty, he says, yes, come be comforted in my power. Come, abide in my glory. Come, take my blessing. Come live in my majesty here and forever. If we answer the questions wisely, do you want to have what he has to offer? And each of us has to answer for ourselves. Like I said, he's not going to force himself upon us. He wants to save me. He has the power to save me. He died to save me. Do I want to be saved? He wants to heal me. He has the power to heal. He did all this to heal me eternally. Do I want to be made well? And he died to give me life. Do I want that life with him, to truly live with him and in him and for him? I think many of us, or many of you, would say, yes, Lord, we want to be saved. Yes, Lord, please heal us. We have no one else who can help us, Lord. Please give us the living water, Lord. Please, we are not worthy to be called your sons and daughter, Lord. But it is not enough to want to be saved. I have to take my salvation seriously. And I think this is the main message this day in our lives, which are hustle bustle with everything. We take a lot of things seriously in our life. We take our job seriously, our schooling seriously. We even take our sports and our culture very seriously. But sometimes we have no more seriously left for him. But he's the most important. So please, we need to take our salvation seriously, because he took it seriously. It wasn't easy for him to do what he did. In fact, he said, "Oh, my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me, nevertheless, not as I will, as you will. Oh, my Father, if this cup cannot pass away from me unless I drink it, your will be done." He took our salvation seriously. And though he was a son, yet he learned obedience by the things which he suffered. And having been perfected, he became the author of eternal salvation to all who obey him. So if I want to take my salvation seriously, as he took it seriously, I have to obey him. So there's a link between holiness and obedience. Like I said, we're in the most holy week of the Christian year. And it's most holy. He's already most holy. He's all holy. It's not just because of what he went through, but for sure what he did this week was essential to our salvation. But we make this week holy by making our lives holy. That's why the church is practically open around the clock. 6:30 in the morning before we go to work or school, 10 to 1 during the day, and in the evening. Come and join and help to make your life holy. I want to take my spiritual life and salvation seriously, because I have, and it's an important decision, and it's a serious decision whether to follow him or not, to obey his voice or not, or to obey his voice alone, because I can't half obey him and half the world. He said you can't, like, just give him a little corner of your heart and then the rest do whatever you want. Doesn't work that way. Whatever you put in your heart, that's what you're going to follow. Like I said, we said this is a holy week, and it's different from all other weeks of the year. Church rites, the hymns, the decor, the services are all special for this holy week. And as Christian children of God, we are all called to be holy, so that not just this week, but all our weeks in the year are holy. But use this week to recharge your spirituality and your holiness. This week in particular is most holy. We keep this holy by keeping ourselves holy. Now, there's a quote I love that Mother Teresa said about holiness. Holiness does not consist in doing extraordinary things. Yes, many saints did extraordinary things. Pope Kyrillus, Saint Mina, Saint Karaz, Saint Mary. But it consists in accepting with a smile what Jesus sends us. Obeying with a smile. It consists in accepting and following the will of God. Holiness is about obeying the will of God in my life with a smile, not resisting, not trying to argue, okay, if I do this, maybe I don't have to do that. If I did that, do I still have to do that? You don't have to do anything. He didn't have to do anything. He did it out of love. And he is hoping you'll reflect the love back. Unfortunately, humanity as a whole did not reflect the love back. We took the love and we gave back thorns. We gave back spit. We gave back lashes. We gave back crucify him. Let's not repeat the same mistake. This is the most holy week of the year, where Christ fulfilled God's plan for our salvation by his death on the cross and crowned by his holy resurrection. So let us also carry our crosses with the Lord, and we follow his steps during this most holy week, so that we can rise with him, share in his eternal heavenly glory. To him alone is the power, the glory, the blessing, the majesty forever. Amen. Let us glorify him
and exalt his name,
for he has done us mercy
according to his great mercy.
We ask and entreat you, Lord, the Father, the Pantocrator, the Holy Only Begotten Son, who created and ordered all things, and the Holy Spirit, the giver of life, the Holy Trinity, before whom every knee bows in heaven and on the earth. We ask you, O Lord, hear us and have mercy on us.
من أجل السلام من عليه وتعالى سائر البيع التي في العالم والأديرة والمجامع المقدسة والسكان فيها والقيام بأحوالها. يا الله تحن على خالقتك ونجاة من كل سوء نسألك يا رب اسمعنا وارحمنا. You, by your by power planned the life of man before his creation and created all that existed by your wisdom and ordered the heavens with the stars and the earth with the plants, trees and vineyard and the valleys with meadows and flowers. O our King, accept now the supplication of your servants who place themselves in your hands and say, we ask you, O Lord, hear us and have mercy on us. يا الله العظيم القدوس رجاء الله ننزل صوتاته ومثاله وجعل في نفسا حيا عاقلا ناطقا ارحم يا رب قبلتك التي خلقتها اطحن عليه وارسل علينا رحمتك من الله وقدسك ومسكنك المستعد نسالك يا رب اسمعنا وارحمنا. O you who save your servant Noah the righteous and delivered him from the flood with his sons and their wives and also the clean and unclean animals for the sake of the earth and renewal. We ask you, O Lord, hear us and have mercy on us. أيها الباري رازق الكل نجي شعبك من طوفان بحر العالم الزائل وارفع عنهم كل مكروه وكل حيوانات أيضا سائر الطيور. أعطيها قوة لأنك تعطي للبهائم رزقا ولفرخ غربان قوة. نسألك يا رب اسمعنا وارحمنا. O you were received as a guest by your servant Abraham the patriarch and ate at his table and blessed his seed. O your King, accept now the supplication of your servants and please place themselves in your hand. Have compassion on the world and save your people from every hardship. Abide in them and accompany them. We ask you, O Lord, hear us and have mercy on us. نطلب إليك يا رب لكي تحرسنا من جميع الشرور والترأف على خالقك وجميع شعبك لأن عن كل تترجاك وتعطيهم طعامهم في حين المغذي كل ذي جسد. يا عون لمن لا عون له يا رجاء من لا رجاء له. نسألك يا رب اسمعنا وارحمنا. O you looked at the humble with the watchful eyes of protection who saved Joseph from his master's wife, set him as the ruler over Egypt and spared him in the days of hardship so that his brothers and father Jacob came and knelt before him and took from him with flour the sustenance of their children and animals. We also bow our heads and kneel before you, O our Creator and Provider, and we thank you for everything, concerning everything and in everything. We ask you, O Lord, hear us and have mercy on us. أيها الإله كلمة الآب الفاعل في الناموس والأنبياء والعهد القديم مكملهم خلص شعبك من كل ضيق ودبر حياتهم كحسب إرادتك الصالحة وارفع عنا كل القحط والبلية. نسألك يا رب اسمعنا وارحمنا. Oh, you supported the people of Israel 40 years in the desert of Sinai through they had no houses or storehouses. Oh my Lord, keep now your people and bless their houses and storehouses with your heavenly blessings. We ask you, O Lord, hear us and have mercy on us. يا من قبلت طلبت إلي تثبيتي عندما أمطرت السماء وأنبتت الأرض وباركت في كيلة الدقيق وقصت الزيت في بيت الأرملة. اقبل طلبت شعبك بصلوات قديسيك وأنبياءك الأطهار. نسألك يا رب اسمعنا وارحمنا. O God, have compassion on the world with the kind and merciful eyes. Bless their crops and storehouses and the little they may have. Raise the water of the rivers according to their measure. Grant moderation to the winds. Bless the Nile of Egypt this year and every year. Give joy to the face of the earth and to us men. We ask you, O Lord, hear us and have mercy on us. يا من قبلت توبة أهلنا وعندما صام الجميع وقبلت إليك أطراف الإسرائيليين على الصليب كذلك أننا نجعلنا مستحقين لرضاك وتحننك لندعو قائلين أذكرنا يا رب متى جئت في ملكوتك وإقبل توبة عبيدك وصومهم وصلواتهم وقرابينهم المرفوعة على مذبحك المقدسة بخورا طيبا وأرحمهم. نسألك يا رب اسمعنا وارحمنا. O you, the mighty provider, trusted healer, and physician of our souls and bodies, who tested his servant Job and healed him of his calamities and recompensed him for his losses with more than what he had, have mercy on your people and save them all from culminate as the tribulations, trials, and hardships are uphold of those who trust in you. We ask you, O Lord, hear our mercy on us. أيها المسيح إلهنا كلمة الآب الذي عهد لميذ الأطهار وغسل أقدامهم وجعلهم أئمة للمؤمنين ومنارا للذي للدين وأشبع منهم بهم النفوس الجائعة وعلمهم الصلاة قائلين أبانا الذي في السماوات لا تدخلنا في التجارب لكن نجينا من الشرير نسألك يا رب اسمعنا وارحمنا. O worker of wonders and miracles who fed the thousands with five loaves, raised the dead, blessed the weddings in Cana of Galilee. O Lord, bless now the bread, oil, plants, behemoth, trades, products, and all the works of your servants. We ask you, O Lord, hear us and have mercy on us. يا رب خلص شعبك وحوط به من كل ناحية بإشارة صليبك المحي وارفع شأن المسيحيين في المسكونة كلها وحنن عليهم قلوب المتولين عليهم وعطف قلوبهم على إخوتنا المزاكين والموازين بالإحسان وابعد عنهم كل مكروه نسألك يا رب اسمعنا وارحمنا. Oh, you entrusted us with your holy covenant, your body and blood present with us every day upon the altar through the descending of your Holy Spirit on the bread and wine, and commanded us, saying, this do in remembrance of me. We ask you, O Lord, hear us and have mercy on us. أيها المسيح إلهنا ارحم شعبك وخليفة رسلك وأعطي بركة ثمرات الأرض وأبهق قلب الإنسان بكثرة ثمرات القمح والخمر والزيت نسألك يا رب اسمعنا وارحمنا. O begotten Son of the Father, who was incarnate of the Blessed Virgin Mary in the fullness of time, who said to his saintly disciple, go and make disciples of all the nations and baptize them, teaching them all that I have commanded you, and behold, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Be also with your people who cry out to you, saying, we ask you, O Lord, hear us and have mercy on us. يا غافر الخطايا ومانح العطايا اغفر خطايا شعبك وطهر من كل دنس واغسل من كل غش ابعد عنهم اليمين الحانثة وكل حسد وكل نميمة وانزع من قلوبهم الفكر الرديء والوسواس وكل الشكوك والكبرياء وكل قصاوة وتكبر نسألك يا رب اسمعنا وارحمنا. You are the rampart of our salvation, O Mother of God, invisible fortress. Bring to naught the counsel of the adversaries. Turn the mourning of your servants into joy. Defend our cities. Fight for the Orthodox kings and leaders. And intercede for the peace of the world and the church. We ask you, O Lord, hear us and have mercy on us. يا إله الرحمة والرافة ورب كل عزاء لا تسقط علينا ولا تؤخذنا بسوء أعمالنا ولا بكثرة خطايانا ولا تغضب علينا ولا يدوم غضبك إلى الأبد. انصت يا إله يعقوب وانظر إلى يا إله عوننا وارفع عن العالم الموت والغلاء والوباء والجلاء وسيف الأعداء والزلازل والأهوال وكل أمر مخيف نسألك يا رب اسمعنا وارحمنا. For the sake of our protection under your high and mighty hand, O God, we ask you to keep for us the life of our honored father, the Patriarch Baba Ambadodros II, and his partner in the apostolic liturgy, our father, the Bishop Ambabulus, for many years and quiet and peaceful times. We ask you, O Lord, hear us and have mercy on us. أيها المسيح نطلب من جودك ومرحمك العالية أن تبقى لنا وعلينا حياة أبن بطارنا ولصق وكل الرؤساء والرعاة حفظهم وغنم رعيتهم ثبتهم أعطي حفظا للكهنة طهارة للشمامسة قوة للشيوخ فهما للأطفال عفة للأبكار نسكا للربان والراهبات نقاوة للمتزوجين صونا للنساء نسألك يا رب اسمعنا وارحمنا. Again, we ask for the safe return of travelers, support of widows and orphans, abandoned of the poor, and those who are in debt, pay their debts and forgive them, and those who are in prisons and distress, give them release, heal the sick and report the departed. We ask you, O Lord, hear us and have mercy on us. يا إله بن قدسين تتخلى عنا وتخيب الذين خلقتهم بيدك الطاهرة وزارت حبك للبشرية الرحوم اقبل من ولك شفاعة من أجنه وخلصنا وخلص الشعب المتواضع لك فلعنا للغاية وتسلمنا إلى الانقضاء من أجل اسمك القدوس لا تنقض عهدك ولا تبعد عنا رحمتك من أجل إبراهيم حبيبك وإسحاق عبدك ويعقوب إسرائيل قديسك نسألك يا رب اسمعنا ورحمنا
Satanan sabasiten elbşana.
Kelledi sulb ala salib ishaq al shaytan. Tahta argolna. Who was crucified on the cross? Trample Satan under our feet. Sotimono nainar.
Kiri eleis
May Jesus Christ, our true God, who through his own goodwill accepted sufferings and was crucified on the cross for our sake, bless us with all spiritual blessing and support and incomplete for the Holy Pascha, and bring forth upon us the joy of his holy resurrection for many years and peaceful times, through the never-ending intercession of the Holy Theotokos and Mary and of all the choirs of the angels and archangels, and through the prayers of the patriarch, prophets, apostles, martyrs, righteous, holy ones, cross-bearers, ascetics, confessors, and anchorites, and through the blessing of this holy Pascha of our good Savior, may their holy blessing, their benediction, their power, their gift, their love, and their help be with us all forever. Amen. Pi Christos Penoti. O King of peace, grant us your peace and establish for us your peace and forgive our sins, for you are the power, the glory, the blessing, and the might forever. Amen. Make our word to pray thankfully, our Father who art in heaven.
Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, the glory forever. Amen.
The love of God the Father, the grace of the only begotten Son, and our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, and the communion and the gift of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Go in the peace of the Lord be with you all. Amen.